All right, hello everyone, it's Nyaneko. Excuse the traffic noises and the loud computer fan and the cat sitting in my lap. I'm really tired today, but I still wanted to get something done. So I am going to set a timer for myself for an hour, if my cat will stop nuzzling things. One hour. And I'm going to try to write a M4A or M4F PTA script in an hour. So let's go. I'm starting completely from scratch. Disclaimer, there are going to be typing noises. Okay, M4A PTA. So I think I'm going to do, like, actual PTA, so, like, in bed, pillow talk. M4A could be... because I haven't seen too much of this, where you have, like, because, like, there's aftercare, which is great, but then I haven't seen, like, a exclusive aftercare for an entire script. Can you please stop nuzzling the mic? So, this is going to be, like, literally right after sex. Aftercare slash ramble slash literal pillow talk. Okay, so start audio, few seconds after climax. Question mark. Let's see. Sorry if this is going to be a little slow going or boring. It's almost like I have to have someone listening to me in order for me to get something done, which is really, really weird, but it's motivation nonetheless. Because like I said in a previous podcast, I don't do a lot of things for myself, but if it's for someone else, I'll definitely do it. And off she goes. Alright, so a few seconds after climax, so out of breath. Reassurance? Or just like checking to see if the A is okay? And by A, I mean listener. Okay, so out of breath, take time to slow down breathing. Let's kiss, make out while calming down. Dialogue. That good? Because that's every question that needs to be asked, I guess. Cat, where did you go? Yeah. her aged eye. Because assuming that it was, like, rougher sex. Okay. So my thought process is, like, was that okay? Are you okay? I didn't hurt you, did I? And the answer is kind of yes. Because that's happened to me before. Just because it was, like, the wrong angle, or just because I didn't say something. Yeah. Yeah, we can put that in. Because communication's a big thing, obviously. Cat, what did you just eat? Why are you licking the carpet? What was my train of thought? Right. My communication, I don't do great communication while having sex, which you think that would be essential. I mean, like, communication in general is fine for me, but it's just, like, for some reason in the bedroom, I don't know if it's just because I feel like saying something would just kind of ruin the mood or whatever, but oftentimes I will not say something, and because of that, I'll hurt myself, or overstrain myself or something. Some of the things that do hurt for me after sex is, like, my hips and my knees, so, like, I have to be careful with how I'm sitting or how much weight I put on my legs. Yeah. But it's, like, in the moment you don't feel it, it's always after, which sucks. And it's, like, a joint thing. It's not necessarily, like, a strength muscle thing. Okay, so I didn't hurt you, did I? Your hips? Why didn't you say anything? Here, let me pull out. Lie down beside me, cuddle. Stretch out your legs. There you go, big stretch. This is gonna be a really boring audio, but I mean, if you need typing sounds and rambling sounds in the background while you do something else, by all means. And I'm doing this because I was looking at my past posts and there was a request for more pillow talk, safe for work kind of things for scripts, and I had posted, oh, hopefully I'll have a few of those out soon, like, scripts and stuff, and that hasn't happened, and that was last month, so I'm gonna post this one after we're done. Okay, so reading back, it's right after sex. Audio starts out of breath. You okay? Was that okay? Did I hurt you? Your hips, why didn't you say anything? Here, let me pull out and then, like, react as you do. Lie down beside me. Stretch your legs. Here you get big. Stretch. Deep breath. Are you sure you're okay? Just say something next time. What do you mean? You didn't want to say anything. Mood? Chuckle. I think your health? Comfort. Comfort is more important. Quote unquote mood. Hugs, listener. Please don't be afraid to say something. I don't want you to hurt yourself. I don't want you to hurt yourself or push yourself if you're not ready. I hope this audio picks up because it's like I have my microphone between me and my keyboard. So I hope the typing's not too loud. If it is, I'm sorry. You can turn down the volume, or maybe I'll play around with it with Audacity or something. Oh, that's another thing I could talk about. I mean, I could talk about how I edit stuff in Audacity, but I am not an expert, and I think it's very dependent on your microphone. So maybe not then. But I do suggest Audacity for audio editing. It's just easy to navigate, really. Sorry. Just having a drink. It is Coke. Coca-Cola, by the way. It's not like a drink. It's too early for a drink. And besides, I don't have anything. I don't have anything. Please don't be afraid to say something. I don't want you to hurt yourself or push yourself if you're not ready. It's just me. You don't have to worry. Let's backtrack. Mood. I think your comfort is more important than mood. Hug the listener. Please don't be afraid to say anything. I don't want you to hurt yourself or push yourself if you're not ready. Okay? Let's give her a kiss. Chuckle, why are you getting so shy? Mm-hmm. Now you won't look at me. Laugh. Stop screaming. Come here. Hug her while laughing. It's just me. I don't get why you're so embarrassed. Embarrassed, EMBARRASSED. And she's just being really cute. Coo over? I don't know if coo is the right over. Wow, I don't know if coo is the right word. Like, oh, you're so cute. That's her thing. Maybe drag out her embarrassments. You're adorable when you blush. It just covers the whole bridge of your nose. Laugh, don't hide. Insert pet name. Baby / pet name. EMBARRASSED. Wow. Just me, I don't get why you're so embarrassed. You're adorable when you blush. Just covers the whole bridge of your nose. Oh, don't hide, is my baby embarrassed? Chuckle. My hands are really dry. This is usually how I write scripts. I just go for it in terms of like plot or scenes. I will make a note later that I do want to have some conversation about their relationship, I guess. Maybe appreciation and thanks. Okay, so, I'm also gonna put sleep aid, maybe. Well, I could do that now, actually. I should change pronouns. Every time I say her, I'm going to put listener. So it's definitely an M for A. Listener. Okay, so, why won't you look at me? Stop squirming, come here, give her a hug. Give the listener a hug. It's just me, I don't get why you're so embarrassed. You're adorable when you blush. Just covers the whole bridge of your nose. Oh, don't hide, is my baby embarrassed? I've used the word embarrassed twice with his lines. Let's switch that around. So, the first line, it's just me, I don't get why you're so embarrassed. We'll switch that with, it's just me, aw, is my baby embarrassed. And then the listener will be hiding. Don't hide, I don't get why you're so embarrassed. Okay, there we go. Let's kiss the listener. Kiss the listener. Kiss the listener. Can't talk. Just because I can't think of anything else right now, have a moment of breathing. Because that's how conversations go. You have moments of silence. Are you feeling better? We'll be careful next time. Just tell me what hurts. More breathing. Whisper. Hey, don't fall asleep. We have stuff to do. Or we have to get up soon. you have to finish the thing? Don't you have to finish your thing? So, because like this could really be dragged out as far as like length of audio time. Excuse me. sorry, I was just checking a message. If you're feeling better, well, be careful next time. Just tell me where it hurts, and then cuddle more breathing. Cuddle more breathing. Hey, don't fall asleep. We have to get up soon. Don't you have to finish your thing? Oh, it's not that important, if you say so. Another moment of comfortable silence. What am I thinking about? My heartbeat, and it's true because sometimes, so one thing I noticed with my husband is when we cuddle and we're like both relaxed, not really thinking about anything, we'll breathe at the same time and our heartbeats, because I'll have my head on his chest, will be very, very similar. But then if he's thinking about something, he's not relaxed, and you can tell by his heartbeat. And it bugs me, because then it's like I can't relax if he's not relaxed, so I have to like roll over on my pillow. What am I thinking about? How can you tell I'm thinking my heartbeat? I'm not relaxed. I mean, punctuation. I'm a stickler for punctuation. Like, if you're chatting with me and you use, like, for example, your Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, yeah. In a sentence, that really bugs me. Like, not that I'll get completely judgmental straight away, but a little bit, you know? Please use nice grammar. I feel like email etiquette is being lost. Or if you're not even gonna bother with spelling your correctly, just put U-R. As an abbreviation, I'd be better than, I would be better with the letters UR than I would be YOUR used incorrectly. Um, My heartbeat. I'm not relaxed. I mean, I guess. Excuse me. I'm chatting with Saglia on Discord at the moment. If you wonder what I do with my time, I guess. I just looked over to my cat and she's like trying not to fall asleep because she's blinking really, really, really slowly and kind of wavering a bit, but she's standing and trying not to fall asleep. Yeah, come sit. Now she's looking around like, where am I? What is that? Come sit. No? Okay. I was just thinking about us. Just dive into it. Okay. And do I really want to get into this? Because it's like, you can't be too specific. You know, like, it could be story time about, like, how you met, potentially, but it's like, you can't be too specific when you're telling the listener about themselves, because it could be completely wrong, and you have to make, like, more umbrella terms. So my thought right now is, like, I was just thinking about us. One route we could take is, like, how we met. Other route we could take is thinking about the type of person I was before I met you. And then that way, it would be more about, the performer. I could do both. So I was just thinking about us and thinking about the type of person I was before I met you. Grammatically, does that make sense? Just thinking about the type of person I was before I met you. Thinking about how different I was before I met you. If we're talking colloquially, I think I was thinking about, I was just thinking about .. and thinking about the type of person I was before I met you. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like something I would say. and how I would say it. Well, I mean, I was, and this is gonna be like story time for him. So how different do we want him to be? It's been about a half hour. Okay, we can do this. Pretty messed up. I was pretty messed up before I met you. You already know the type of shit that I was in. Honestly, meeting you has been the best thing that's happened to me. I mean it. Truly. You've made me a better person. I'm getting super cliche. And then now is the tricky part, because now we're talking about the listener. And it's like, it's not like with every script I write, I'm trying to push an agenda of whatever, but I really do think that everyone deserves a good relationship, with good communication and patience. So if I can, like, sneak that into my scripts where it's obvious that the listener and the performer already have an established relationship or a new relationship where they're working towards understanding each other, that's kind of my goal for every script. And I think that's why it's been so difficult for me to write so many lately, because it's like I tend to overthink things instead of doing just like a fluff piece. Like, I want to write something that someone will connect to, you know? I was just thinking about us and thinking about the type of person I was before I met you. Well, I mean, I was pretty messed up before I met you. You already know the type of shit I was in. Honestly, meeting you has been the best thing. This is why you proofread, guys. Best thing that's happened to me. You've made me a better person. You've been so patient with me. And actually listened. Okay, here. This is what I'm typing. You've made me a better person. You've been so patient with me and actually listened to me. I don't think that anyone's actually done that for me before. I'm using too many words. Anyone's really done that for me? Done that? Like, they listen, but not like you do. There's also this other thing that I have where if I get too much affirmation, it makes me uncomfortable. And it's like, affirmation is fine to a point, and then I'll stop believing you. As weird as that sounds. Cat, what are you doing? For the record, my cat's name is Bao. B-A-O, and it's a Cantonese word for, like a bread bun. But it's not like she responds to her name, so we just call her Cat. And even then, she doesn't respond to Cat. Bao is a bread bun. Bao, like a question, is a synonym, or like Chinese is, or Cantonese, and Chinese, I guess. There's a lot of synonyms, so there's a lot of puns. So, it depends on context and the tone of the word that you use. So, bao is bread. Bao, like a question, is like, oh, I'm so full, I ate so much. Like, the word full in that sense is bao. So, and there's also different types of baos, and, like, I think, sorry, this is going off on a tangent, but, bao, which sounds very similar to bao, which is bread bun, but if in the context of something else, it also means to wrap something up, or if it's bao, the very slight tones, there's, like, how many different tones in Cantonese, but, yeah, I'm talking about you. So, there's bao, which is bread bun, which also sounds like to wrap something up. Bao, which is I'm so full from eating so much. Bao is like something exploded. Yeah, and I'm sure there's tons more, but yeah, she's a little bread bun. And by little, I don't mean that little. When she sits in a loaf, she actually looks like a loaf, like she'll fit in a shoebox, because she's so rectangular. And other times, she'll curl up in like a little bundle, so it looks like she's a bread bun. Anyways, that's my cat. Sorry, just responding to some messages. Okay, so back to script. Okay, what am I thinking about? How can you tell that I'm thinking? My heartbeat, I'm not relaxed. I mean, I guess. I was just thinking about us and thinking about the type of person I was before I met you. Well, I mean, I was pretty messed up before I met you. You already know the type of shit I was in. Let's take out that. Honestly, meeting you has been the best thing that's happened to me. I mean it truly. You've made me a better person. You've been so patient with me and actually listened to me. I don't think anyone's really done that. Like, they listen, but not like you do. You help me. You've helped me. How specific do I want to get? Help me realize. How specific? Like, I mean, I guess you've helped me express myself with words. Before, I would keep everything bottled inside. I didn't know how to just process how I was feeling. And I don't know. I just let things of the time. Sorry, I'm just reading back what I wrote. You made me a better person. You've been so patient with me. Actually listened to me. Don't think anyone's really done that. Like, they listen, but not like you do. You've helped me express myself with words before. Just keep it bottled inside. I didn't know how to just process how I was feeling, and I don't know. Just let things build up most of the time. And I probably did that. This is somewhat self-reflective. And I probably did that, i.e. letting things build up, or just keeping things in. I probably did that because because I didn't want to bother anyone. Listener gives you a hug. I know. No, I'm not a bother. But I still feel like that sometimes. And same goes to you. You're never a bother. I hope I do as much for you as you've done for me. Yeah. I hope I can do, or I hope I do. Yeah, we'll just leave it present tense. Oops, what did I press? Okay. I'm using the program Scrivener, Scrivener, because someone gifted the program to me. but it's a writing program, and it has different formats and like a bulletin board type page, and you can do split screen. There's so many like features. Like if you're writing a movie script, it'll automatically format it that way for like the right margin things and whatever. But before I was using Microsoft OneNote online. That was a pain because it wouldn't sync up properly with my phone. And it was just slow overall, but I've transferred everything over to Scrivener. And I'm just trying to learn all the shortcuts. Minutes remaining. Okay then. I mean, I guess this can be. It looks like a short script to me, but most scripts or audios are about like average 6-7 minutes. And at least for me, I can fall asleep in about 8 minutes. I've listened to an audio while falling asleep, and then I listened back the next morning, and I found the spot where I fell asleep, or where I just stopped remembering what I heard, and it was about like 6 or 7 minutes. So, okay. Now we have like roughly 8 minutes. All right. You never bother, I hope I do as much for you as you've done for me. And we'll go into the appreciation part. Let's, kiss, peck the listener. I mean it. Thank you for everything that you've done. You've been so amazing. You are amazing. Can't believe how lucky I am to even just know you. And again, I'm trying to find that line of like too much affirmation or too much, being too specific with things. For everything that you've done, you've been so amazing. You are amazing. I can't believe how lucky I am to even just know you. Thank you for everything that you've done. And this is something that me and my husband say to each other, is that we're best friends as well as husband and wife. you for being my best friend. I'm myself around you. This is so cliche. Myself. S-E-L-F. I can't spell. I can be myself around you. Let me rephrase that. Thank you for being my best friend. Let's rephrase that. Yes, Kat. I'm not afraid to be myself. Myself. Why can't I spell that? You've helped me. Become. A better version. That sounds weird. Is that too much? I think that might be too much. Yeah. Let's just turn this away from being too sappy. Let's have him chuckle. Yes, and find out how I am. I have a voicemail. And 2 minutes remaining. I will cut that later. Yes, and find out how kinky I'm too. You surprised me with that. No, that's too. Yeah, we'll keep that in. It's always quiet ones. We'll leave it at that, and again, with more thank yous. I love you. pet name. Pet name. And time. Alright. Yeah, that's it. Let's read through it. So right after sex, this is an aftercare / ramble / literal pillow talk. Start the audio a few seconds after climax. You're out of breath, take time to slow down your breathing. Kiss, make out while calming down. You okay? Chuckle, was that okay? I didn't hurt you, did I? Your hips? Let's put that on a different line. Why didn't you say anything? Here, let me pull out and then, like, react / moan as you do. Lie down beside me. Cuddle. Stretch out your legs. There you go. Big stretch. Deep breath. Are you sure you're okay? Just say something next time. What do you mean you didn't want to say anything? Mood? I think your comfort is more important than mood. Give her a hug. Please don't be afraid to say anything. Don't want you to hurt yourself or push yourself if you're not ready, okay? Why are you getting so shy, Or are you getting shy? Too many words. Now you won't look at me? Stop squirming, come here. Give her a hug. It's just me, aw. It's my baby, embarrassed. And then listener's just being super cute and blushing. Coo over how cute listener is being. You're adorable when you blush. It just covers the whole bridge of your nose. Don't hide. I don't get why you're so embarrassed. Make out session, have a moment of breathing. Are you feeling better? Well, be careful next time. Just tell me what hurts. Hey, don't fall asleep. We have to get up soon. Don't you have to finish your thing? Oh, it's not that important. If you say so. What am I thinking about? How can you tell that I'm thinking? My heartbeat? I'm not relaxed? I mean, I guess. I was just thinking about us and thinking about the type of person I was before I met you. Well, I mean, I was pretty messed up before I met you. You already know the type of shit I was in. Honestly, meeting you has been the best thing that's happened to me. I mean it, truly. You've made me a better person. You've been so patient with me and actually listened to me. I don't think anyone's really done that. Like, they listen, but not like you do. You helped me express myself with words before I would just keep things bottled inside. I didn't know how to just process how I was feeling, and I don't know. I just let things build up most of the time, and I probably did that because I didn't want to bother anyone. I know, I'm not a bother, but I still feel like that sometimes. And same goes to you, you're never a bother. I hope I do as much for you as you've done for me. I mean it, thank you for everything that you've done. You've been so amazing, you are amazing. I can't believe how lucky I am to even just know you. Thank you for being my best friend. Not afraid to be myself around you. Heck, you've helped me find myself. Let's change that heck to hell. Yes, and find out how kinky I am too. You surprised me with that. And then laugh. You know, you don't seem like the type to have kinks. It's always quiet ones. Chuckle as you kiss her. Kiss the listener. Pronouns. While kissing, listener, I love you so much, baby. Yeah, okay, that's a good ending. Cool, alright, so, script in 1 hour. I should do these more often. thanks so much for listening. Hope you guys have a great day. And I already have, like, a backlog of ideas, but definitely if you have something else that you're thinking about, let me know. Or if you just want to talk, let me know too. Private message me or something. But yeah, have a great day, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.